Please count, right. Although I would say it's a pretty definite thing.
Including the deadline, I had 43.
Henry?
18
on this side. Contrary. The motion is carried. I must add that all the things that have been brought up this morning, and particularly in Graham Argyle's presentation, will be considered by council. I think if our members make things known to us in this way, that this is what we're here for. I think we have to pay good attention to it, particularly if it's a fairly representative statement. I would now like to present the second motion, and I will ask Rand Iredale I'll read the motion, and I'll get him to give a bit of explanation on this, the reason why we're going ahead with this. Whereas the Architectural Institute of British Columbia requires a register of architectural firms practicing in the province of British Columbia, be it resolved that the Architectural Institute of British Columbia establish and maintain an official register of all architectural firms practicing in the province of British Columbia. Rand?
This motion was generated, I think, with something the same background that the Victoria architects felt the need for some change in our method of assessment, something that perhaps more fairly reflects the needs of the members and the Institute. And as we originally went through this on council, we considered four possible methods of assessment, and we had originally thought, or I had recommended originally, that we try to have this meeting discuss that matter. The four methods were the one we've just passed, where the membership as a whole pays. That's the traditional way of going. The second method that was proposed was an assessment on principles of firms. This was proposed in Ontario, passed and then rescinded. It has been discussed here over the years. The concern always is that it creates two categories of members, so that it's a difficult thing. The third method that we considered was an assessment on firms, and if you've looked at that list of membership dues, you'll see that both Alberta Association of Architects and the BC Institute of Chartered Accountants both have an assessment against firms. I think we all recognize that the firms do obtain certain services from the Institute which are not applicable to all of the membership, and the thought that goes with those associations that have changed to that method has been that the firms should perhaps properly carry a part of the cost, because a special part of the cost, because some of the services are very much oriented to the practices. And the fourth method that was considered is a variation of this, which would be to assess the firms by size. In order that such possible things could be considered, the thought of the necessity of setting up a register of architectural firms, this was part of the background of that motion. The other thing, though, which is a very simple and practical matter, is that there is no official register of the firms practicing architecture in the province of British Columbia. So whether it were ever used as a basis for assessment, at the very least, it seemed reasonable that the AIBC should have an official list of those practices that exist in the country, or at least in the province. So the motion does the two things. It, one, gives us an official register so that anybody, the public, or anybody interested can find out what practices actually do exist, and secondly, does give us then some basis to start considering, if we wish, other methods of assessment that have to do with assessing firms themselves.
Thanks, Ren. And I think it must be understood that this council, as you may well understand, will continue to seek more equitable ways of charging dues, and whatever we do now is by no means to say that the seal is set forever and a day on what we're doing. I think this we would be remiss if we weren't to further this cause, and we would hope to be able to do this before the next annual general meeting. Now, is there any discussion on this motion regarding a register of firms? Are you ready for the question? All in favour? Contrary?
It's a good motherhood thing.
Motion carried.
One dissenter, what is both recorded.
That concludes the business for which we assemble. Are there any further questions?
Very briefly, Bill Graham.
I've been chairing a finance committee of the Habitat Committee, and that to save time, we will now, since there is some purpose, be soliciting help in collecting the funds from private donors. You'll be asked, and the decision as to how people are asked is not yet made, but people will be asked to help telephone a donors list that we in fact have been preparing. To save any more explanation, there's a summary of the activities of the finance subcommittee here, which people can pick up. Yeah. This is related to the Habitat program.
Thank you very much, Bill. In concluding, I'd like to thank you all very sincerely for coming, and especially those who contributed to the discussion, and see you in December. Thank you.